is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to another exciting and educational edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. Of course, my name is Leonard Sands.
And of course, mine is Debbie Deal.
And today, I want everyone to take out a pen and paper or record the show and or get closer to your radio. Because you're going to learn something today. You're going to learn some things that you did not know and you should know. Because today we're going to be talking about health and safety at work. The Act of Parliament, passed 2002, received its assent 21st of January 2002, commencement of the Act 1st of February 2002.
A long time ago.
It became law the 21st of January. It was enacted on the 1st of February. So from the 1st of February, 2002, this was the law in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Debbie, which year is it?
2026. No trick questions.
Last time I did my math, 2002.
24 years ago.
From 2026 is 24 years.
So... I think you mentioned to me sometime on the weekend that there was one division that was supposed to have been formed to do something with that act that was not done.
Yes.
Could you bring that up to me? Because I keep forgetting what that really is.
Because
it rang a bell as to what we're waiting for with the base BCA.
Yeah. So the BCA and many other organizations are still waiting on the government of Bahamas, our statutory
Humane Society,
to do their job. Section 18 of the Act, and it only has 19 sections, so this is almost at the end. Section 18, there shall be an advisory council for health and safety, which, subject to this Act, shall be responsible for such matters as the minister may prescribe. The council shall consist of the chairman appointed by the minister and not less than 10 other persons whom, that's 11 people. Three shall be appointed by the minister after consultation with such organizations representing employers as he considers or she considers appropriate. In this case, the minister is a she. Three other persons shall be appointed by the minister, that's already six, after consultation with such organizations representing employees as he/she considers appropriate, that's six. One shall be appointed by the Minister of Health. One shall be appointed by the Minister responsible for building regulations. That's the Minister of Works. So we're already at eight. Mm-hmm. One shall be appointed by the Director of the Fire Services. Mm-hmm. That's nine. The Inspector designate by the Minister under Section 10.1. So.
And that board, that has not been set up yet, correct?
That board of... A chairman
or
plus 10 other person
right.
has not yet been established 24 to carry out the important work of advising the minister on the importance of health and safety at work. So I take the first position of where I'm disappointed that was into a legislation that is to protect workers on the job site while we have this, you know, this week was interesting in terms of everyone pointing at the finger of construction. This is not the Health and Safety on Construction Act. Mm-hmm. This is the Health and Safety at Work Act.
So any work, any job.
So every, not any, every.
Every.
That's the word I want to use.
Inclusive of all. Gas station, hospital, bank, you name
and
it.
And in fact, jet it ski goes operator. So far. Let me go into the arrangement of sections. Section 1, short title 2, interpretation, application of act, general duties of employers. I like that. Employers, not construction employers. Employers to employees. General duties of employers and self-employed persons other than the employees. General duties of manufacturers as regard to articles and substances for use at work. General duties of employees at work. Duty not to interfere. Duty not to charge employees. Inspector. Improvement notices. Prohibition notices. Provisions supplementary to Section 10 and 11, appeal against improvement and prohibition notices, power to deal with cause of imminent danger, power of customs officer to detain articles and substances, 17 offenses, 18 advisory council, 19 regulations, 20 code of practice, 21 exemption, 22 establishment of health and safety committees, Section 23, conflict with other acts, Section 24, expenses. Section 25, acts binds the crown.
So, acts even though...
25 sections of this act.
Right. So even though decided to have a health and safety course on the weekend, mm-hmm. we had 70 people attend. It was well attended by government persons as well as persons in the industry, mm-hmm. the act does not talk about construction.
No.
It talks about all work.
It talks about
We were proactive.
We were very
basically,
proactive.
You were very proactive in insisting that we do this because mm-hmm. we have lost at least 8 lives this year, mm-hmm. 2 in the last month.
Yes, and 4 in construction related, specific to buildings, other ones related to site, other to heavy equipment, but
right.
not related to construction itself.
Right.
So that's important for us to note. But more important from that is that we took it upon ourselves as an NGO,
right.
non-government organization, mm-hmm. an association, mm-hmm. to do something about it.
Right.
To seek to educate and inform not only the construction community, but we put it out to the general community as well.
Right. But I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that any kind of job or any kind of work is related to this.
Yes.
So... you could imagine if, like, you can talk about the incidents that happened. You could think in our business, you know, you think about hard hats and steel-toed shoes and vests mm-hmm. and goggles and all that kind of stuff, right? But could you imagine every single business or career or business having to do a list of things that they would need to do to protect them? We were just doing it because of that's something that. Is important to us because that's what we do every
sector.
Single day. Our yeah. brains never click out of the construction industry, mm-hmm. and that's what we did, right? So you can't take this thing and just think that it's only construction because
no.
it's not.
It's not drafted and written
right.
and
it's
approved
not drafted
for all construction.
And that.
It
yes.
is it is drafted, written, and approved
right.
for workers at work
right. but this,
across the length
but,
of Bahamas.
But this week,
Bahamas.
Labor was not at any other
no,
businesses besides
only,
the construction
they were
sites.
Construction
yes,
sites.
So okay, that's what I wanted to get
before
at.
We get too far into this dialogue, because we can get into it, and I want to invite persons to call who have questions
we'll
and persons who are listening and don't understand what we're talking about. Listen carefully so you can get a grasp, because this affects you on your workplace as well,
mm-hmm.
wherever you work. You
mm-hmm.
work in a law firm, accounting firm, a doctor's office,
a
medical
boat,
facility, pharmacy, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
This is health and safety at work.
Mm-hmm.
At work is the act called 2002. You could Google it, get it downloaded from Bahamas Laws. Just Google it, and it's going to come up, and you can save it to your phone. So we could go along and have this conversation. The numbers you could call in to join in, 36232-325-4316, 325-4259. And please, family islanders, please join the conversation at 300-5720. And BTC Power text line, if you text us, it is free at 422-4796.
Yes.
One of the main contentions that the Bahamian Contractors Association had with the inspectors in performing their duty was simply thus. The act does not define, and I hate to be the one to go there. The act does not define what any employee should wear, how they should behave, what the employer should do to maintain that employee's safety. Now, that does not mean that it is not the desire of the contractor or the employer to have that worker employee safe. But like anything, Debbie, and Debbie, you are slightly older than I am. Both you and I got taught how to tie our shoes when we were very, very young. Mm-hmm. We still tie our shoes the same way we were taught. Mm-hmm. If no one taught us how to tie our shoes, we'd probably never know how to tie our shoes. So I'm saying that's a disinstance. While it is the desire of the employer or the contractor to maintain a safe environment, if you do not set out what that looks like, is that person able to do that to the degree to which you agree that it is substantially safe? And the answer has to be no.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, what you and I deem safe may not be what the average contractor out there deems
safe. It may not. And in fact, what you and I deem safe, based on the training we had on Saturday,
was even more so.
Will vary greatly from someone who was not in the training.
Absolutely.
But more importantly, the foundational position has to be legally, what am I required to do? Now, mm-hmm. This is where the BCA and labor have to work together to establish that, because the act does not. And I hope that Assistant Director Sharon Moss is listening. The act does not define what an employer or employee should do to maintain the safety on the job. Now, I know you're listening and saying, that can't be possible. But I'm reading the act, and I'm going to read the section which says what they should do. And you will find that it doesn't specify anything. So let me go to the section which talks about general duties of employers.
You started highlighting, and then you continued highlighting, and now it's almost the whole thing
the
is
whole
highlighted.
The whole thing is almost highlighted.
I love to see that.
So it talks about, in general, just your general duty. It shall be the duty of every employer to conduct his undertaking in such a way as to ensure, so far as reasonably practicable, that persons not in his employment who may be affected thereby are not thereby exposed to risks to their health or safety. That's all it says. Now,
but that's not a staff worker then, because that's not what I read.
It says not in his employ.
Right.
And the other line before it says in his employ. Then the next line talks about what the employee should do.
So I guess the employer will do something for the employee, and then everybody wants to protect the customer. Is that what I'm understanding?
It could be.
Okay.
Provision C says, division of such information, instruction, and training and supervision as necessary to ensure, so far as reasonably practical, to the health and safety at work of his employees. Okay? Now, in that statement public, did it define that the employee should wear a hard hat?
No.
Did it define that an employee should wear a shoe?
No.
Did it define that it should wear a safety vest? Did it define that they should have a first aid kit on site? Did it define that a fire extinguisher should be on site? Did it define that skeleton and brace to the building? It doesn't define any of that.
No.
So I take an issue with the inspectors only having the knowledge of all the considerations of safety, but then in every instance to the construction sites, not that there's nothing wrong with it, mm-hmm. except for, this is my only thing I wish they had done. Say, hey, let's look at this. This situation is not as safe as it can be. What I'd like you to do is make that right. Mm-hmm. I'll come back tomorrow and check to see if this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you this citation.
Right.
Here's another part of it where I have a big problem. That part of it where it talks about improvement notices, it says what the inspector should do. If, Section 11, if an inspector is of the opinion that a person is contravening any provision of this act or has contravened one or more of those provisions in circumstances that make it likely that the contravention will continue or to be repeated, he may, the word may, not shall,
right.
He may, not shall,
shall is the official word.
He may serve on him a notice. In this act, referred to as an improvement notice, stating that he is of the opinion, specifying the provision and or provisions as to which he is of that opinion, giving particulars of the reasons why he is of that opinion, and requiring that person to remedy the contravention. None of the persons who the sites were shut down, to my understanding, to the best of my understanding, were given a improvement notice citation.
Hmm.
Now, the citation of an improvement notice is to tell them what they should do, so when I come back, I'm looking to see if you've done it, but the work continues.
Because there's a time frame.
There's a time frame.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the time frame. It said the period could be as specified by the inspector. So there's no set time. The inspector could say, I could give you a week. I could give you 3 days. Whatever he finds is reasonable based on the number of things to deal with.
Right.
But let's jump to what actually happened. Section 11.3. A prohibition notice. This section applies to any activities which are being or likely to be carried on by or under the control of any person, being activities to or in relation to which any of the relevant statutory provisions
lawyer wrote that.
apply or will, if the activities are so carried on, apply. If... As regards to any activities, there's a bunch of, let me read it though, because this is the salient part. If as regards to any activities to which this section applies, an inspector is of the opinion that, I like the word opinion, is of the opinion that, as carried on or likely to be carried on by or under the control of a person in question, the activities involved or, as the case may be, will involve a risk or serious personal injury, the inspector may serve upon that person a notice in this part referred to as a prohibition notice. The prohibition notice shall state that the inspector is of the said opinion, specify the matter. So first thing, it should state that the inspector is of a said opinion, specify the matters which the opinion give or, as the case may be, will give rise to said risk. And three, where, in his opinion, any of those matters involve, or, as the case may be, will involve contravention of any of the relevant statutory provisions, state that he is of the opinion and specify. Again, all of that saying is, even with the prohibition order, you got to give notice. I got to tell you what the notice says, and they're going to tell you why I'm shutting down the site based on the things that I already told you previously based on the improvement notices.
But they don't have a right to shut it down.
Now, the right to shut it down is there in the prohibition notice.
Oh.
But the prohibition notice succeeds the improvement notice.
Okay.
Only unless there's such an incident where it's so egregious that we got to stop this now. Right. And I'm not taking it away that they may have come upon such situations. Mm-hmm. It does not say in any instance, I get to send someone's employee home.
Right.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around how that happened. If someone came on a site where an employee of mine, safety shoes, a hard hat on, they could tell me the boss, but they can't sell you home because the question I'm going to ask is, who do you work for and who pays you on Friday? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to understand how the person decided that that individual they never met before came to the site and tell them, now you have to go home.
I don't understand that
Yeah,
myself,
that's kind of peculiar, you know, to me. But
because most of us won't let anybody tell us anything in any other situation in our lives. We'll just turn around and say,
you can't be here today, go home.
Yeah, see you later.
I'll be like, I tell you what, why don't you make me? Because under which authority were you going to get me to move? I just don't understand how that happened. So again, I'm not here to really argue the point what has happened, because clearly somehow they convinced some people, kudos to them, to go. Mm-hmm. They can't do that. They could address the contractor. Mm-hmm. They could say that you are conducting an unsafe site. Here's our recommendations. We're going to come back in 2 days, and let's see if you improve them. That's the process.
Right.
But you don't get to send someone to employ you.
And the person's listening. We are not in objection to the fact that this person came and took this course with us.
No.
And are understanding how serious it is that there's been deaths and taking it upon themselves Absolutely. To actually go and do
we
it.
We have no issues with that.
It's the
process.
The document has to be amended, right? And the word may has to be replaced by the word shall.
In instances where it has to, but more importantly, Debbie,
well, if it's all may, that means it doesn't have to be done.
Well, the may gives the inspector the discretion to say, okay, I may give you a notice or I could give you a warning. That's why may is kind of important in this instance. But even if I give someone a warning and I tell them I'm coming back tomorrow to check, guess what's more likely? Let me give you a case in point. I know for a fact that they stopped on the site that's on the northern edge of Sandyport entrance going into where the pink place is, one of our sponsors. You know why I know that?
Well, that's that thing that looks like a church, whatever.
Yeah,
that
well,
is.
It's an office building because I know the contractor and several of the electrical contractors. Mm-hmm. It's an office building. It's 3 stories, including a dormer. Mm-hmm. I know they stopped there because on Monday there was a guy hanging out of the dormer window with no harness. He was out there painting the dormer, right? On Tuesday morning, he was still at the dormer. He had on a hard hat. He had on a safety vest. And guess what? A harness.
Wow.
He had on a harness. And in fact,
so
I looked on the site. And everyone
thing.
I saw on the building prior to Monday, and this is universally, did not have on hard hat or safety vest. You didn't know who they were working for. The next day, every single guy I saw had on hard hat, safety vest, and if they were on that third floor by the dormers, they had on a harness.
That is awesome.
So we're saying that that's an immediate effect of them coming there, noting something, didn't shut it down though. That side didn't shut. Noting something, and there was a response that's positive. That's a good thing.
It is, yeah.
So we don't have to always go to the extreme measures, my point. I find that contractors only need to be trained and educated. Now, let's extrapolate what's happening in Nassau and take it to Abaco. How many persons in Abaco you think know how to have their site in a manner in which the inspectorate would not have a problem with it?
Maybe some of the foreign run
Maybe the foreign
businesses.
Ones at best. But again, even the foreign ones.
Or the foreign money investment ones that are run by Bahamians, even those maybe.
But only because they choose to. The law does not require them to. And that is my further point. This is good. But what would make this more important to contractors is you attach this, and this is where the joined up thinking is. You attach this to licensing. Say, listen, we want everyone to be licensed. We're going to give you your license. However, to do your license, you actually need to actually take a certain questionnaire based on the Health and Safety Act to get your license too.
Right.
It's like forcing you to read this because you don't have to read it. But if I give you a questionnaire where you don't know the answers, tell me you didn't read this.
Right.
It tells me right there you didn't read this. Mm-hmm. So that's how you could get it a part of even licensing, because right. that's our biggest concern. You're going to say people not licensed, even after this thing comes in effect. You don't know what they don't know.
Correct.
If you not, and that's a scary thing.
No,
you don't
is.
Know what someone don't know. Mm-hmm. But if you include it as a part of what they should know in order to get a license, now you know. And that's the goal. You need to know what someone knows.
Right. And Monday when I was at a workshop, we were talking about getting statistics and knowing what each industry is doing, right? Mm-hmm. And basically I said that, you know, there's, what, maybe 20,000 contractors out there. We know how many are in the Bahamian Contractors Association, but we don't know how to get in touch with those other contractors because they're not licensed or registered. If they were licensed and registered, we would be able to contact them through the registry of the board, right? And we would be able to, through the BCA, be able to send them documents and say, this is something that's important. This mm-hmm. this needs to be done.
And send it, more importantly, to 5,000 to 6,000, 7,000 contractors.
Thank you.
Rather than send it to 300 plus.
Well, because we're only sending it to our members. That's, yeah. that's not fair. It should go to everybody, but we don't know where everybody is, and we don't know who everybody is.
No.
The only way to do that is through licensing and registration.
Absolutely.
The same with the real estate companies.
Oh, they know all
remember,
the members.
Right. Because remember, back in the day, there were real estate persons out there that were selling the same property to 3 and 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically had to stop. And
that was unsustainable.
So that was, you know, that was how they did it. So we somehow still need to be able to have every person who's a contractor registered. And if
now,
that...
Debbie, I definitely agree with you, and it makes a lot of sense. You know
but,
who doesn't make sense too?
What?
The government of Bahamas, the mm-hmm. government of Bahamas, who joined all these international organizations and all these partnerships and all agreements. And I always find it so interesting that when they have these people come to the Bahamas and conduct these surveys, I wonder how the government thinks they're going to get the information from 10,000 contractors if there's not a registry for you to reach out to 10,000 contractors.
Well, that's what I had to say to them because they had
sent... How are you going to get this information?
They sent me a survey, and I had to send them back saying, I cannot answer these questions because I
you
don't...
You could answer it for you.
Well, for me, but none of them apply to me because I do renovations. I'm not out in the field, so I can't tell you how many trucks. What kind of fuel do you use? Are they V8s? Are they V4s? Are they V6s? You know, we're trying to work on
that
greenhouse gases and all that kind of stuff.
That has to be an industry study... given the people in that industry.
Right, but I
where
need...
Where there's no registry.
But yeah, but if you give me the people in the industry,
yeah.
I can get you that information.
Yeah, but,
until
we
then...
Don't know.
We don't know how many
heavy equipment drivers there are.
The construction industry looks like it's slacking on getting information for these people because I don't have enough information.
No one has it. No one has it because there's no requirement that they register anybody.
Right. But you see, if you look at the other categories, they were all able to get information.
Because all the other categories have requirements.
Yes. Yes.
Construction, they just allow
right.
everything to go.
Right.
We do not know how many heavy equipment operators we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
No. We don't know how many heavy equipment trucks we have in this country.
No. They need to be licensed as well.
We don't know how many... excavators. We don't know how many people operate. We don't know how many carpenters
cranes,
we have.
Telehandlers.
We don't know how many carpenters we have. Masons. We don't have any drywall mechanics. We don't have any information.
We know how
anything.
Many electricians and plumbers.
That's the only. You know. Guess why?
Because they're licensed.
Because they're licensed. Licensing defines a registrar.
Yes.
Because someone
Central
has to
Bank,
keep a list of the licenses that
right.
they issue.
Because Central Bank is, I don't know what to tell you. They have more information of everything. And it's amazing. But I doubt if they have anything on construction. The only thing they would have
they
is what the Ministry of Finance would be able to get by the VAT. And by the business licenses.
Yes.
That's it.
Which is vague.
Yeah.
At best. So text message. The government read that, gave them businesses for sure. They at least have that information. Yeah. They may. And this is where I'd start. So I go to the VAT department, right? And I'd say, run a list of all the companies you gave a business license to for construction. You have their phone numbers. You have all the personal data. Now, use the information to that group. Because they give a business license to everyone who operates a business in construction.
Right. Well, they give a business license to everybody who operates a business.
Well, that's true. But they could also filter it just for construction.
Right.
Because...
But they don't often... It's not always done that way. Because if somebody comes in with a license...
No, your contemporary builders is contemporary builders, not entry builders.
Right.
So, yes, sort of.
But not every. But not everybody has names like that. Like.
Well, you'll have to say general maintenance. Everything with doesn't sound like bank. I put in the category. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You can define it because even on the business license application, you have to put whether it's maintenance or construction. There's only two categories: maintenance or construction. And so those categories now. That's for maintenance and construction. Trucking is trucking. That's not maintenance or construction.
Right.
Heavy equipment is heavy equipment. That's not trucking or maintenance or construction. So you can end up with silver 5 to 7 to 10 categories. But I agree. If all of them are licensed, just like the electricians and plumbers, we know exactly how many licensed plumbers we have in this country.
We do.
Because they get a license and a control number.
Yes.
And they could reach all of them because they have to have their phone numbers, their email, their home address, their office address.
And you could go online and get the list of all of them. So if you
on our website now, they're not online anywhere else.
The
BCA had to go and get that information from two individuals at the Ministry of Public Works, take it and then transcribe it and then put it on our website. It does not exist anywhere else.
Oh. Because that's a good thing to know. If you can go through the list of them,
yeah,
right?
No,
and you could actually contact the persons on our
it's on our website,
and we could say you can go online. You could say to everybody, "All right, well, I'm looking for a really good contractor to do A, B, C, and D. I'm looking for a really good tile layer. Does anybody know who could lay large tiles, right, and that kind of stuff?" And we have
ability for our membership,
for our members,
But our membership again does not represent even. Less than 3% of the industry.
Right.
So while ours is good, ours is not representative of
the masses.
And that's where I would have thought 53 years later, we would at least see just a value in data collection, just a value in it.
Yeah. It was embarrassing for me. You know,
I can't be embarrassed by the things this country does because I have no expectation.
Well, if I'm going to be a stakeholder, I want to contribute as much as possible.
But I'm
it's
just
embarrassing
saying,
when I just don't have that information.
We haven't figured out. I say to all my friends who are political and they like to defend.
I'm not political,
I
do like
to
help.
No, I say to my friends who are political and they like to defend everything that our government, whether it's FNM or PLP does. Let me tell you something. When you be honest about it, this country behaves at the level of a kindergarten student who should be behaving at a master's degree level. That's I said it. I don't care who tries to defend it. I said it. You know why? If you tell me that you don't think it's valuable to license contractors, I'm going to tell you you're acting like a child who doesn't have the understanding of the importance of regulating things properly for the benefit of people. If you tell me that as much money as we spend in GDP and we produce, that we can't go to the hospital and inspect to sit down in a bed if you don't have private care for 15, 20, 3 hours, 3 days, 4 days, and 5 days in a society that spends the money we spend, that's acting like a child. That's not the level of behavior of a country that has the kind of people who live in it, who has intelligence, who has the knowledge and know-how. And I only say this, it only could mean that the people who lead us are not the best among us. I say that. No, I do not take anything from what I said. That could only mean the people who lead us are not the best among us. They probably may be the people who get the E's and G's and what's not. Because if you tell me the best among us don't see the value in the things we've been purporting for the last 53 years.
They're not leading us. They're ignoring us.
Okay. Well, good. That's, again, acting like
a child. They're treating us like an outside child.
Okay. But then they're acting like a child.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the need for us to talk about this document, health and safety. Health and safety has 16 pages. Now, let me scare the public that the public could understand something where we are not fighting the legislation, but we are desiring the legislation to be a lot better than it is because it affects everyone. So let me go to the part that affects everyone because this is how this is written that affects.
Well, let's say you're a jet ski operator, because that's been in the news for a while. Right? So what would they need? They would need a vest, I'm sure.
Everyone should
right?
be a safety, or what what's it called? A life vest?
Life vest.
XYZ. Mm-hmm. So let me read section. The section which speaks to.
Can't find it, didn't highlight it.
I did, actually. The section
teasing.
That speaks to the safety committee.
Oh, that was at the very end.
Yeah.
Wasn't that 19 or 20?
No, not the council.
Oh.
The safety committee. Oh, let me go to the front page. I know I highlighted it. So the safety committee is in section.
I'll buy you some more highlighters. I'll buy you a green and a yellow.
I probably need some more. So let me go to safety committee, right? Offenses, prohibitions, inspector, by the council. Oh, 22, establish of health and safety committee. We go to section 22, and let me read for the public so they understand we're not making this stuff up. Let me tell you what it says, which concerns every place. I'm going to read it verbatim. Section 22, at every place of employment.
Okay.
Let me read that again. At every place of employment where 20 or more persons are employed. Let's think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Fast food restaurants,
mm-hmm.
hotels,
mm-hmm.
restaurants in general,
mm-hmm.
tire shops. You could almost count every place.
Yeah, banks.
Banks.
Clothing stores. Yeah, gas stations.
Where 20 or more people employed.
Mm-hmm.
It shall, not may, it
there
shall.
You go.
This is the law. It shall. It says, the employer shall cause a committee to be established to be known as the Health and Safety Committee in accordance with the regulations made under this act. So every place of employment would have 20
Blanco,
or more places.
Blanco Bleach, I know, have done that, and BPL have done that.
Your clients' places that are all over this island.
I don't know. I could have to ask.
Ask them.
Yeah.
I would imagine
they do.
20
I just
or more. Employees.
I just have never asked that question.
Have a health and safety committee.
But I will get that information for you.
Regularly.
Yes. I'll get that information.
And provide then that information to an inspector if he so or she so comes upon the premises and asks for the mm-hmm. reports of the meetings
right.
of the health and safety committee.
Right.
That's the law.
Mm-hmm.
For 24 years, that has been the law. Did anyone know that was the law?
No. Well, some people do. Some businesses are very proactive and they are very, you know, detail-oriented. I would imagine CBS Bahamas is like this.
Well, I don't imagine.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I want to hope that they knew about this act from 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you that many persons don't know that this was a requirement under the law. This is not a
suggestion. Well, if you're a new business
that
opened up after that, you know, businesses before that would have known because it would have been something that they would have been talking about.
But businesses after that may not
probably
have known.
Not, correct.
But this is where we got to do better. And this is part of what I try to tell the persons from labor.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to have these laws, you know. Nobody knows about the laws. They're like having, a candle in a locked room, and you're outside the room. The candle does nothing for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to our first break, producer. Mm-hmm. Take it away. We'll be back after this.
Now, the last people supposed to answer this, either their brain was freeze or a couple of screws was loose.
Not me, bro. I sharp. I get this.
Yeah, you sharp as a button, man.
All right, I can see just how sharp y'all is, because you skip a button on your shirt. Well, anyhow. All right, question is, it doesn't rust.
Uh-huh.
No corrosion. It's lighter and stronger than its opponent. What is it?
I know, but it's steel?
Nope. Wrong answer. Fiberglass rebar. Y'all ain't sharp.
I go on and say that note.
You don't even know what that means.
All right, here's what makes fiber rebar a no-brainer compared to steel. It don't rust. Steel rebar does rust and crack up your wall like biscuit. Two, fiber rebar is lighter than steel. Steel rebar is way more heavier, so that means it costs you more money and labor. And three, coated steel is more expensive than fiber rebar. And still, you still have to paint it. Still costs you money. For more information, call Odd Heavy Equipment and Development today at 603-4506 or 822-9527. Fiber rebar is better than steel.
Customer service can be a little struggly sometimes in our beautiful Bahama land. But let Dee Dee and Shelley tell you about how Sherwin-Williams does customer service.
It's not only better in the Bahamas for the tourists, you know. Same way I would treat the tourists that come here, the same way I treat my Bahamian customers. And I service them with a bright smile. I just love working for Sherwin-Williams. If I can make any customer happy in any wish way, I'll do it every day. Customers is the love of my life, okay?
Sherwin-Williams Paints. Find color in every day.
The light goes out, the AC stops, the fridge is silent, and your family is left in the dark again.
You don't have to live like this. With a Cat generator from Machinery and Energy Limited, your home stays powered, no matter the storm. Protect your peace. Protect your home. Always on, always ready. Visit me-ltd.com or call today, Machinery and Energy Limited, 1 College Avenue, Oaksfield at 323-5701. Be ready before the next storm hits.
The all-new CBSBahamas.com is faster, smarter, and we've made it even easier to browse our inventory of over 11,000 products. Earn reward points with every online purchase. Check out our new AI-powered chat assistant, available 24/7. You can even select a date and time for items to be delivered to your house, job site, or the mailboat. Our Family Island customers are loving it. Build beautiful throughout the Bahamas with the new CBSBahamas.com.
When I wake up in the morning and I take a walk outside, I see the sunshine, I see a new day, and that feeling puts a smile right on my face. I know just what to do, go to the paint place. So if you want to paint it right the first time, go to the paint place, stop at the paint place. And if you want it to last a lifetime, go to the paint place, stop at the paint place.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back. Debbie and I are plotting devious thoughts here to get the country right, and both of us should really cease and desist.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But to get them things fixed.
Yeah, so now that we're back, this is the time of the show where we thank our sponsors, the persons who have kept us on the air all of this time and who appreciate us, and we so appreciate you. So this week we have ART Development, we have CBS Bahamas, we have The Paint Place, we have Sherwin-Williams Paint, and we have, oh my goodness, what was the last one? I can't find my picture.
Hold on, the last one. Donna just sent it to me. And Bahama Safety Solutions.
Oh, Bahama Safety Solutions. Yes, yeah. the person who did the course for us on Saturday, which, by the way, 70 people showed up, and it was a great... Everybody was interactive. It was a very, very well attended. Everybody really appreciated it, spoke highly of the course, and we're really grateful for everybody who came to that. And I also, at this point in time, want to talk about the fact that August 17, 18, and 19, we have the contractor's certification course. So I signed up for it, but I'm just waiting for one of our board members to do something so that I could send the money. So we can actually go ahead and do this now. I'm very excited. I missed the last two, so I want to make sure I'm part of this one.
Yeah. And again, this is only for persons who take the business of construction seriously. And I need to say it like that. Because not that I don't want anyone to take the course, but if you're not serious with construction, this probably isn't a course for you.
But you know what? When I read the manual, a lot of it, any business, how to run a business, how to operate it, and all that kind of stuff.
Kind of does.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think sometimes one of the failings we do, you know, I tell people before, I don't hang around looking at law drafts. I'm not a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
If I show you my phone, I got more pictures of buildings and things than pictures of me and people. Okay, that's the space I'm in. So I'm saying, if you're not interested and if you don't want to be the best in construction, you don't bother with it.
Yeah,
I'm always that guy. Don't bother with it. You know, you want general knowledge about it, okay, cool, you could do it. But mm-hmm. if you want to be better than the next guy, mm-hmm. you should take the course.
Yeah.
If you don't care about it, you want to be at the bottom rung, that's fine. Probably shouldn't do it. It's probably not for you. You're okay operating at bottom tier. That's cool. You want to be at the top? You want to be better than you were yesterday? Then you should probably take this course.
Yeah. I think I have about 40,000 photographs on my phone.
I don't have that much.
I have them going back to 2012.
Yeah. And so that's how industries get better.
Mm-hmm.
That's how things improve. It takes people who are interested in it, people who are passionate about it, and people who want to see things change to drive it forward. That's generally how it works. We have too much of not enough people interested in things, and that's why things don't move forward. Let me segue for a second. What would it look like? And let's forget what happened this week. There are contractors doing the right thing for years.
Yes.
No one cared.
No.
No one gave them a gold star.
No one
shouted them out.
Mm-hmm.
Said, oh, look at that wonderful construction company that has everyone's in PPE. The scaffolding is proper. Mm-hmm. This is no, we don't do that here.
No.
We celebrate the mediocre. We embrace the just basic. And then the minute that policy catches up with what people were doing anyhow, all of a sudden, we want to give the ministry or the minister a gold star. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Bahamas is the reverse of the United States in one thing. And I could tell you, this is still ingrained in my memory. I'd never walked in a federal building that wasn't the best, most pristine building on a block anywhere. Mm-hmm. You could always tell when it's a state or federal building.
Mm-hmm.
It is magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
The private sector tries to keep up with the public sector in America.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bahamas, the private sector outshines the public sector in everything. Yeah. You want to see a worst-case scenario of how not to do something?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the public sector. I don't care who it offends. You want to see how not to take care of a building? I could point across the street. I could carry you to the Ministry of Education building. Horribly maintained. That's the public sector building.
And
I could go you on Meeting Street.
And whoever built it, it echoes so badly.
That's just poor design.
Oh.
Not the builder, that's poor design.
Yeah.
You got a three-story atrium, it's going to echo.
Hmm.
It's a three-story atrium. You got a Meeting Street.
Goodman's Bay Corporate Center, they have a huge thing, and there's
but they
no
don't have
echoing.
A three-story atrium.
No,
they don't have a three-story atrium. Not from ground floor, straight to roof.
Yes, it is three
at
stories.
At the volume that building is.
Oh, well.
That's the difference. Sounds going to carry differently. Yeah, I've been in an atrium too. It's not 4,000 square foot and cubic space by 42 foot high. No, that's going to echo. No matter what you do, that's going to echo. And mezzanine walking around.
It's quite large.
It's not that large, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not that large. Ministry of Education atrium takes up about 40% of the building. That's another thing that doesn't make sense. It's about 40% of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Just in dead space.
Yeah, that's what was education. Maybe because they thought they were going to have a lot of school kids there and do a lot of functions and things. No?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the Ministry of Education. Yeah. It's not another high school. But the point
no,
I'm making...
No, but they have a lot of functions there. I've been to a bunch of functions there where students and science kids have... been doing stuff. And
I don't know why I'd need to be three floors of it, though. It's not like you could suspend people on the other open floor. I don't know. I can't get
especially
into
without design. A hard hat and harness.
Yeah, I can't get into the design of architecture. But the point I make is simply this. Excellence is exhibited in the private sector, in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Not the public sector. The private sector. Not in anything. You could give me a form from the private sector. It's from 1979. Hasn't been updated. It's just not. And I could go to a private company and see a form that's pointed, that's exacting, that gets the right information. It is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is. And so in the same thing in construction. I'm here in all safety. I got the guys in Pinewood and wherever they are doing the dredging and whatever they from. They got no coons, no setting up. They're pumping water just straight into the road. It's squishing all over the place. This is public sector works. I'm driving like a Michael Road. Public sector works. Biden Ministry works. And a guy with his hand is flagging me. I said, I don't know what you're trying to tell me. I stopped. I said, where's your flag, guy? Where, you're a flagman. Where's the flag? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I can get that. I could tell you all day that they are not an example to follow. You tell kids, don't follow what you see the public sector do. Try to follow what you see private sectors do. Again, my case in point. Mm-hmm. Go on Cable Beach Strip. Mm-hmm. Look at
those jobs.
Look at the landscaping. Mm-hmm. Owned by a private company, maintained by a private company, and then look at anything maintained by the public sector, mm-hmm. and tell me you could find something that matches it. You won't.
Yeah.
Okay. So my point is made. We are representing private sector contractors,
and
that's
we can
why
all
we're
buy
demanding
the same
better.
Stuff.
Of course, same buying the same stuff, mm-hmm. but it's the standard.
Yeah.
The BCA does not claim to be the contractor for everybody. We pride ourselves on being a cut above. That's why we pride ourselves with the membership we have. We're not the guys who rob you and do low smo and, you know, that's not who our membership are. And if we find that to be our member, they're not in a membership.
Right.
We have to be that, because then what distinguishes us from everyone else if we don't do that? And I say this to everyone. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be that. If we're going to be that, then why the BCA should exist?
Right. By the way, please mention the Wednesday luncheon next week.
Yeah, contractors.
Because we have
association
two, we have
luncheon.
Two speakers.
Yeah, we have two speakers talking about some good things, the National Apprenticeship Program, and another person.
Michelle Malcolm. And
that's the National Apprenticeship Program.
The other person, I don't know.
Yeah, so you're going to come to see who the next person is and come to the presentation.
Yeah, it's at the Balmoral. We call it a luncheon because it's at lunch, but it's not a fancy-dancy lunch. It's just your table's there. If you want to have lunch, you can.
If
you
don't
want to, you don't have to. But it's a great every time we go there, I don't know. I've been in the business a long time, and I still learn stuff
every
single time I go.
And I encourage anyone, if you're in construction and if you're in that area, stop in. Mm-hmm. It's in 1 hour. You're going to learn something while you're eating. Or you could sit in your truck and you could eat and not learn something. Or you could come sit down and you could eat and you could learn something.
Right.
It's really a choice.
Because the BCA not only does that, we do this radio station, a radio show, for the same purpose, to teach, right?
Mm-hmm.
To
educate.
To educate persons. So let people know what businesses are actually out there that sometimes we don't even know
don't these
businesses that are out there, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we're doing. The safety course, the construction certification course, there's always something that we are up to.
Yeah.
And we're not up to no good, we're up to good. So we do a lot. We really do a lot, considering
and
it's a nonprofit.
Sometimes when people hear about us, it's only when we are taking a position that seems to be at odds with a government or a ministry, but it's not at odds. It's really trying to help them understand that construction is important, and you have to treat it as such. I feel that I don't know if they appreciate how important it is to society, but more important to the Bahamas. Nothing you do does not involve construction.
Absolutely nothing.
You're gonna do
hang
some improvements on the island. Mm-hmm. You got to build a harbor. You got to build a dock. You got even to get people to come there on a boat. Mm-hmm. Construction has to be involved.
Yeah.
We got a call. Let's take this call. Call you live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sons.
That's me.
I don't know if you remember me. We buck inside Wright Plumbing some time back.
Yes, sir. I remember
you showing me
that
some
meeting.
Of this guy put this 4-inch wall. Was it been the load bearing wall or something like that?
Yes. We
all right, I watched you last night on Shanique Miller Show.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good show.
And I was determined to call you today.
Well, I'm glad you did.
You all mentioned that contractors don't have a license.
No contractor has a license in the Commonwealth of Bahamas.
Some contractors does.
Not. Sorry, let me make the clarification. Contractors in Freeport have licenses.
Uh-huh.
Only contractors in Freeport.
Yeah. Let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to get a contractor's license from Ministry of Works.
Ministry of Works does not produce a contractor's license.
No, listen. You might be older than me, but I
can tell you. No, it isn't about old. I'm telling you about the law that was passed in 2016.
Yeah, don't worry about that. That's what they passed then. You have to show three or more houses that you built. And they issued this license.
That's not a license.
I don't know if they stopped doing it or whatever happened. Furthermore,
they do not.
Ministry of Labor cannot shut down no job. Only people in this country can shut down a job is Ministry of Works. So, them who go on and do that the other day, they way out of line.
That's one way of looking at it, but, sir, I'm looking
at... I understand you're talking about this safety.
I'm looking at an Act of Parliament under the Department of Labor, and they have a right to shut down a site. This is the
labor
law.
They can't shut down a job.
But you're talking about, respectfully, you're talking about your opinion, and I'm holding up a law.
I understand you. I watched you with the law last night.
Okay, well,
you read it.
Well, if the law is the law, what do you want me to say about that
Ministry
other than they have the authority to do
is
so?
Responsible for shutting down your job, not labor.
You are under the wrong understanding.
All right.
Ministry of Works would do it on if the something to do with the building was wrong. Where the
right.
health and safety
is
protection of the staff and the crew.
Yeah,
right.
So that's labor,
this is what I'm
which is
to
totally
you.
Different.
If Ministry of Works come to your job, they do the inspection. If your inspections are not up to code, what happens?
Yes, but that's only on the building side. This is on the human resource side that labor is involved.
About.
We're not arguing about the part that the Ministry of Works deals with, you know. That's one department. The Parliament created a law dealing with the human resource
side.
Yes,
I heard
now.
You, and I'm saying to you, this whatever this is, just come about.
This was enacted from 2002.
Well, I've been on plenty of jobs. I run plenty of jobs. I ain't never seen them.
I understand you. They've just started doing this. I agree with you.
You don't disagree.
But they just started doing this. Pardon?
They cannot send your employee home.
I agree. They should not be able to. Apparently, someone did. I don't know why the employee did that, but I agree. They cannot send your employee home.
Because you don't pay me.
No. We agree again. Mm-hmm. But now to your point about the Ministry of Public Works, let me tell you an interesting thing about laws. In 2016, the Parliament, again, the Prime Minister of this country was the Minister of Public Works. He went to Parliament and established the Construction Contractors Act, which provides for licensing for contractors. That is the current law. However, the board, which has not yet been appointed, is the only agency that can issue the license. That board does not exist.
All right.
So, Brave Davis, yes, he did this.
Yeah, I know when he's the minister.
Mm-hmm. He created this. So that same, who's the prime minister now, the only challenge is he has never appointed, the now Clay Sweeting is the Minister of Public Works.
Yeah.
Going on his 10th year, and he's not appointed the board to issue you or me or anyone else a license.
Yeah. And last year, August, we went to see the prime minister.
Yeah.
But back then, that's how they used to do it.
By then, in fact, housing used to issue you residential building licenses. I had one when I came from college in 2007.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
But that's so. Residential building license. Nothing, no one could, and I put this better there. Anyone who could produce for me, I'm putting this on public radio, a document that said they have a license that says contractor's license, has a signature from the contractor's board who issued the license, and it has a control number. Tell me what your license number is. I give you $100,000.
You don't have that.
Oh, well, that's what we agree. You don't have that.
You don't have no board who sits on an interview, and you take them to these places, and you could prove where these places and what's not.
But and you don't have to do all that. Establish the board that has not yet been constituted, and that board issues the license. And there's a registrar for the licensees who has not kept one register of a contractor, because no contractor has been licensed yet.
You and me know exactly what they're doing or what they're trying to do. So
we do know.
You can watch over it and you can find out. But the problem in this country is, we as Bahamians, we don't, when things happen, we don't push for no change. We don't stay on top of it.
We don't stay on top of it. But we shall. The contractors in this country need to stay on top of it. They need
and
to demand
the reason, it. One of the reasons why I call you, because my old boss, he was a part of your association, Adler Miners.
Mm-hmm.
He finished a quarters on Nassau Street.
Yeah, I know him.
All right, then. Well, that's my teacher, so you can't say he ain't producing no good students.
No. It's not even. And again, the act allows for everyone who has the requisite experience to be licensed. So it's not a challenge of who's going to get licensed. The fear to me is just the politicians and the political directorate don't want to give the power to tens and thousands of qualified persons to control and command their own future.
Again, you know why?
We talked about it. Yes.
I ain't getting on the road.
Yeah, we talked about it. It's
I really don't have no respect.
Let me say this. I passed by, and this before you go, listen to this. I noticed that we have an allotment for $1.5 million, $1.32 million, for the repair and refurbishment of the C.W. Sawyer Primary School. Now, the primary school is located on Howell Road, almost opposite the electrical supply store we all know. That roof is a standing seam roof that was put on that building less than 5 years ago.
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out what you can spend $1.2 million refurbishing. I passed it today. And I said, this cannot be the roof that you're telling me. And it's bristling white and clean and perfect. But there's a contract already issued for $1.2 million to refurbish the roof. So my brother, you and I know that there's not $1.2 million worth to do to that roof. But somebody can get some money.
You know what's going on there.
Okay, then. Thank you for your call.
Let me see one another in prison.
We'll talk further.
We need to talk, because if we say what we want to say,
yeah, they're going to have all kinds of problems.
We should be able to say.
Yeah. But it's crazy.
You know where it can go.
Yeah, yeah. They can say we are talking about them in the XYZ. Well, thank you for the call, brother, and I'm glad you took the time to call us today. Glad you did. Debbie. So that's interesting. Yeah. But this is what I wanted the public to understand. There's a lot of misconceptions about the license. All I could tell people is there's only one license and nobody possesses it. Because under the law, the board to issue it has not been established.
Right, and the license has to come from the Ministry of Works.
And it has to come through, not through the Ministry of Works, it has to come through the board.
Well, yes, but the board is a part of the Ministry of Works.
The board is a statutory board, which is not a part of the Ministry of Works. It would have the building control officer as a member of the board.
Correct, because the reason that we have to be licensed is because all permits come from the Ministry of Works.
Yes.
Right.
All building permits.
Correct. Building permits, yes.
Mm-hmm. But again, you have to understand that this act, the act in itself, provides for the regulation, mm-hmm. and that is the control, the regulation, mm-hmm. and registration of all contractors in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, except for as in Freeport.
Correct.
It will have carriage over Grand Bahama, but not Freeport.
Not Freeport.
Freeport would be remain under the Port Authority.
Correct.
Issuing licenses to people after they take the exam.
Yes.
And it is an interesting thing. They have to take an exam
mm-hmm.
to get a license
mm-hmm.
to be a contractor in Freeport. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
You have to take a license to become a real estate agent.
You have to take a license to be a broker.
You
have to
take
a license to be an electrician. You have to take a license to be a plumber. Everything else.
You have to take a course to do everything.
But somehow the politicians don't want the Nassauians and the rest of the Bahamas examination.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an asshole. If we remove the politicians from a lot of things would work so much better in this country.
I hope it's multiple choice because my writing is so bad that if I have to write an answer, nobody's going to be able to read it.
Well, I wouldn't concern myself with how difficult or hard it is because it is literally just going to be about how to construct a residential house similar to what they already do in Freeport.
Okay.
That's all it can be.
Okay.
Else you're going to have something this sick. Covering all aspects of construction.
I can
that's
do that.
Not the intent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of another show. And we want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you, caller, for calling in, my brother. And I will see you again at our famous plumbing store so we can chat up again. Debbie, we are doing the job of educating people about health and safety.
We are
encouraging contractors to maintain a safe site.
Yes.
But we are also letting the contractors know nobody can send your employees home. They are your employees.
Correct.
You pay them,
correct.
Not the persons who come on your site.
And ask them to give you a piece of paper.
You could ask them to give me a notice.
Yes.
But you cannot shut my site down.
Yeah.
And if you decide you can do so, you got to bring the police, and I will bring my attorney.
Yeah.
And they will have a conversation.
Yeah, like we said on the weekend, it's kind of like a stop work order, a type of thing where they put it, and then it says go see building control. You go see building control, and that's done.
But
same
give me some documentation.
Yes.
Let me understand what you think I did wrong.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I can
Because
improve.
You can't just verbally say it.
Yeah. I don't like you to do this, Debbie.
Because
shut it down.
How can you ever prove that somebody said that or didn't say that?
How do you remember what someone said?
But even that, how do you get 10,000 other people to remember what that person said?
Yeah, how do you remember what someone said?
Yeah, craziness.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's us. That's the show.
We got to go.
Good night.
Chris wants to go home. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Be safe.
I see the sunshine, I see a new day, and that feeling puts a smile right on my face. I know just what to do. Go to the paint place. So if you wanna paint it right the first time, go to the paint place. Stop at the paint place. And if you want it to last a lifetime, go to the paint place. Stop at the paint place.
The all-new CBSBahamas.com is faster, smarter, and we've made it even easier to browse our inventory of over 11,000 products. Earn reward points with every online purchase. Check out our new AI-powered chat assistant, available 24/7. You can even select a date and time for items to be delivered to your house, job site, or the mailboat. Our Family Island customers are loving it. Build beautiful throughout the Bahamas with the new CBSBahamas.com.
When we started Storm Frame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at Storm Frame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the Odd Islands.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas!
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
And our local Sherwin-Williams Paints family.
We were taught that we must communicate with the customers so that we can give them the right product that they need, not just because you are make a sale. We make it a point to ask questions so that we can make your project that day effective. Do it right the first time. Because that's how we is.
That's how we is.
Not a joke.
No joke at all.
Sherwin-Williams Bahamas. Find color in every day.